The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, welcome to you, too.
Yes, welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Do you think we'll ever get sick of that music?
Not me. It's too jivey.
I know. It's good. It's a good theme.
And right now you're listening to, if you hadn't heard, Stuff.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And
WSBR from Lee, 88.1.
Lee, Massachusetts.
Yay!
So, I have a quote.
Okay.
I have a quote of the day.
All right.
Here's the best way to find whether your mission on Earth is finished.
Oh.
If you're alive, it isn't. How about that?
That's a good one.
Isn't that good?
That's a good one.
And that was by Richard Bach.
Because I thought it was going to be a little darker than that.
No,
That turned out okay.
You're never done. You're never finished until you're finished.
God.
You're never finished.
Even afterwards, maybe.
This is a gross thought. Nope.
No.
Not going to go there.
Oh, okay.
Not going to go there. No. Do you have a true or false?
I do. I have three of them. And one is true. Let's see. Nope. Two are true and one is false.
All right.
Number one.
Okay.
The Great Wall of China is over 13,000 miles long. Number two, Big Ben is the name for the clock tower at the Palace of Westminster.
Oh.
And number three, giraffes have the same number of neck vertebrae as humans.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like these. One is false. Correct?
You're answering it now?
No. I didn't mean number one. I meant one of these is false.
Oh, yeah. Shoo. Yes.
One of these is false.
One of these is.
Her face was, huh? What?
Don't get ahead of me.
I feel like Scooby-Doo.
All right.
Okay.
What else you got?
I have 41 hilarious. Well, I'm not going to do all 41. These are hilarious things that we actually believed when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
So the first one is we may have believed that if we ate a watermelon seed, a watermelon would grow in our stomach.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I think that's so.
It's the same thing with the potato. If you see the potato, what do you call it?
The little eye.
The eye.
Yes.
Don't eat the eye.
Don't eat the eye. You'll get a potato. And I was told that if I swallowed my gum would stay in my stomach forever.
Yes. That was the scariest thing. What's it doing down there? It's gumming everything up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if you've got this one, but if you twist your belly button the wrong way, your butt will fall off.
Who told you that? Your mother?
No, an uncle.
If you twist it. Oh, my mom, who was a nurse, told me that when they take the baby out of you, they put a little hose in your belly button that makes it get bigger, and they lift the baby out.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me, oh, if it were so.
Yeah, I was 21.
You didn't believe that.
No, I'm kidding. No, I was a little kid, and yeah.
At that age, you believed it.
Yeah, I told my friends.
I hope there wasn't one in there that had just had a baby.
I told my little friends. Yeah, I think they might have believed me. I don't know.
Well, I found a whole bunch of one-liners.
Okie doke.
I'd like to help you out today. Which way did you come in?
Good. See, that's literal thinking, literal speaking, like when I said one is false. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Literally.
Not figuratively.
Not figuratively.
Excuse my naivety. I was born at an early age.
Oh, good. You know what I just thought?
What?
I'm going to use that on our radio show. Sometimes I hear stuff. And I think, oh, I'm going to use that on our show. So when you said that, that was my first thought. Oh, we should use that on our show. Never mind. You had to, let's just move. You had to be there.
I have a try this thing for you. I dare, which you've done before. Try this. Call your friend and let them know you can't talk right now.
Oh, I love it. Oh, 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 oh.
You know somebody to call.
Oh yes, I do. I do. Let's call. Yeah, I do. So you go ahead. I'm going to put this on speakerphone. And we'll call my friend Kathy.
Okay.
All right. We won't even call anybody who I don't know that Kathy even listens to the show. So I'll call
but
Kathy.
She can't be listening to it because it's recorded. So
no, I mean, I don't even know if she listens to our show. Oh. So I feel kind of bad that I'm not calling somebody that knows our show. But if I call and I do that, they'll know that I'm goofing around. But Kathy won't. She'll be confused at first, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go ahead and I will go ahead and call her. Well, maybe I should just do it.
Just do it.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Is it ringing?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Kath.
Hi.
I just wanted to call to say that I can't talk right now.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Love you.
Did I call you?
No. I was just calling you to tell you that I couldn't talk right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Love you too. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's a good spirit. She's a good spirit. A perfect.
She's great. She's great. Now, right now, I know she's thinking, and she's thinking, huh? Wait, did I call? Did I get that right? Did I call her? Did I?
I want to know her reaction when she finds out that it was on the radio.
Oh. Want to do another one?
I don't have one just yet,
okay.
But I've got others.
Okay. Why don't we call?
Oh, you're going to call somebody else same thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will call my sister Francine, who's in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go back to our regular shenanigans. Can you hear it?
Uh-huh.
She doesn't start work until...
Good morning.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to call to tell you I can't talk right now, okay? Okay?
Okay.
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 All right. Love you.
All right. Love you, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, bye.
She's like, what are you, nuts or something? You are out of your...
That's great. I could do that all day. I could just go through my address book and just sit down on the couch with a coffee and just start calling people all day.
Now you got to call them back again and tell them.
I would say to you, I'll call my pastor, but he's not available right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. That was really fun. It's really funny the things that make us.
I know.
We can entertain ourselves.
Isn't that what the show is all about?
We should call Mary Hood.
If you call Mary Hood, you're going to have a long conversation.
You think?
She will.
You think?
Yeah, kind of. Here we go, folks.
Okay. Well, this is the last one, but this
okay.
This is really fun. All right. Let's see if Mary Hood is home. Not home. You know, she's got her phone. Let's see. She usually always has her phone with her. That's unusual that she's not answering. Too bad, Mayor. Okay. She'll probably see that I called and she'll call me back. So I'll watch my phone.
And if she calls you back, then you say, I can't talk right now.
Yeah, I called you earlier to tell you that I can't talk right now. We could do a whole show. We would be having fun, but our listeners would be, all right, come on.
Move on. Let's do something else. Yeah. Come on.
I wanted to say something. On South Street in Dalton, right near the intersection where South Street comes into East Street in Pittsfield and then Dalton Division Road.
Okay.
And Hubbard Avenue Cross, where you're going to turn to go to Walmart.
Right, right.
There is a house. This guy does a Halloween thing on his yard every year.
Oh.
Wild Bill. He's amazing. It's amazing.
So if you're driving by.
You've got to drive by. Don't be afraid to pull in the driveway. He's fine with it. You can get out of your car and walk up to each one of the characters, and they all have something to say to you.
Oh, dear.
And this year, he does a display about, the way we were or way back then or whatever. And it is a woman and a child, a truck, and a man fixing her tire on the truck, all facing this big frame. And on the other side of the frame, it's a reflection of them. She's a skeleton. The child is a skeleton. The truck is all banged up. The guy working on the tire is a skeleton. There's other skeletons. So it's her in one dimension. And then what she's looking at is a complete mirror image only.
Right.
And then
right.
There's these giant skeletons and you go and it's interactive.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. He's so good. Every year he does something crazy. And then he does something for Christmas that's really crazy. It always includes trucks or things in the sky or not in the sky. But
jeez, I came through there this morning and I didn't see anything.
Yeah, at night.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
At night.
All right.
All right. Let's move on. Go right ahead, my dear.
If Plan A fails, at least there are 25 more letters in the alphabet.
And there should be, because there is a Plan B and a Plan C.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how far that goes. D, E, F.
26 letters.
Plan F? Do you ever say that?
No.
Okay.
If I get to Plan F, I've really failed.
I have to say my sister in North Carolina texted and said, what is happening? Can you text me?
You go ahead and text.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you go ahead. I'll text.
If I had a glass of water and you were on fire, I would, without a second thought, ignore my thirst to pour the water on you.
Oh, well, isn't that special? Isn't that special?
You better hurry up with that, because otherwise I'm going to run out of stuff and you're going to...
Dear, I've just got to let her... I have to make her know that I'm okay. Alrighty. I believe that people in the past lived in a black and white world because old pictures were only in black and white. So it says,
there's a movie like that.
Well, that the whole world is black and white?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then it turns into color for some reason. I don't
remember. That's The Wizard of Oz.
No. But it's an old movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what that is. That sounds like it might be cool. I've got a whole list of movies you gave me, for the scary ones, not the bloody, gory ones.
Right.
It says here, I even asked my mom how she possibly had a favorite color when she was little, since the only colors to choose from were black and white. Isn't that cute?
That's sad.
It's cute. It's cute.
It could have been black and white, but then there had to be some gray.
That's right. And when you think about it, when they made movies,
yeah,
what the costume director or whoever that happens to be, what do they care what colors the people have on?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Because everybody would look, yeah.
The same.
All right.
Just light and dark, right? Lights, yep. And darks. And so go right ahead.
You are not someone I pretend not to see in public.
You are not someone I pretend not to see. That's actually a compliment.
Yes.
And also tells you that that person does pretend not to see other people.
Yes. Tell me somebody who is not like that.
Have you done that?
Yeah. Haven't you?
Truthfully? Yes.
I was going to say, no, go ahead, lie
for
the show.
Because if you're in a real hurry, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And you feel really bad.
And you know this person is a talker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not going
to
end.
Remember how we talked about talking and how to carry on a conversation, and when someone's eyes like start looking around, and you started looking around the studio, remember that day? That's the key. If you lose focus, to make it so that you understand when you're talking too much. She's looking away. So that you don't get tagged as, oh my gosh, I don't want to run into Bev because she's such a talker. Or I don't want to run into Lynn because she's such a talker. When the eyes start to go.
When the truth hurts.
You need to stop. We're back and forth talkers. Even when we go out to eat, you and I.
Yeah.
We're always like a ping pong game.
But that's the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I could eat with you all day. And we can call people on the phone and say,
can't talk right now.
I'm getting so many beeps on my phone from my sister. She said, I was so baffled, but you are so sure of yourself. So I was just like, okay.
What's she going to say when you tell her it was on the radio?
I did. I texted her.
Oh.
And then she said, wait a minute. This is how she pays attention. Wait a minute. I thought you recorded on Mondays.
Guess what?
She's paying attention.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Oh, this is something to say to somebody that you really like. It's corny. You're like asthma. You take my breath away.
These are so good. I love it.
I love you with all my butt. I would say my heart, but it's just not as big. And what else have you got?
I believed. Oh, this is close to what we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
I believe that if I played with my belly button, it would pop open. I thought that is where we were sewn together. Is this person? These are people that submitted this.
In a way, it was.
Yeah, where the stuffing went in. Then you have to close it up.
Think about it, though. I almost said the amphibian sucks.
What's the stuff the baby breathes?
Air.
No.
Oh.
In the womb.
Amniotic fluid?
Amniotic fluid. That's what it is. That's how. Never mind. Can we, we'll move on.
Ooh. This is a medical show brought to you by Lynn and Bev.
Funny things to say in a birthday card. You still look 21 from a distance.
Oh, that's good. People, if you can, write these down because you're going to want to use some of these. And the birthday card one is great. And everybody sends cards. Well, I hope we still send cards.
Yeah. A friend like you is like a good bra, supportive, comfortable, hard to find, uplifting, and always close to my heart. Happy birthday.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about that. Because I could. Oh, here's an alert. Here, just in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Still at 9.
Oh.
Still at 9 tissue boxes. The funniest thing is, and we talk about this, they're all open. And I have a really good photographic memory.
Eidetic memory?
Photographic.
Which is eidetic.
Eidwa? Awa? Eidesic?
No. Go ahead.
And they haven't moved. They're still in the same position that they were in before. They're still stacked.
And somebody is out there sniffing like crazy.
The same way. Okay.
What about the money?
The money, still here. It's a nickel. And I forgot to bring a dime in.
So there was a nickel only?
There was only a nickel. I was going to get a dime and I forgot.
Oh.
So it's still a nickel.
Okay.
And you know what's funny? There's also a little ring, not a ring for your finger, a little, one of those little rings that you can use to, like a keychain, those metal rings you slide your key on, but much smaller. That's sitting there too. But nobody would want to take that. But I need to try to remember to bring in a pocket full of change or put it in my bag. So when we come here, I can put more down every time and see what finally happens when it gets up high, how far we can go.
I'm going to get paid.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to take it. It will be interesting, won't it, to see what is the amount that somebody will say, I need that today for some.
Or one of the big guys here will just pick it all up and put it in the lost and found box.
You think? Wow, that's such a nice thought. And that's what they're like here.
That's what they're like.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. They put you in the lost and found box that time. Remember? That was so cute. They gave her water and she had a bathroom. Okay, whatever.
I was going to say, what's next on our line of
I believe
insanity?
That asparagus was made from dinosaurs.
What?
The green color of the dinosaur I often saw in a TV commercial and the color of my mom's asparagus casserole. All jumbled together.
Oh, no.
I love asparagus, but a casserole I never have heard of. An asparagus casserole. You know, everybody, if you want to email us because you have made an asparagus casserole, or you have any other comments, we love getting your emails.
StuffingForUs@gmail.com.
That's the way to say it.
Let's see. Funny things to say on a Valentine's card. Are you alone because you've got my interest?
What?
Are you alone because you've got my interest?
I don't get it.
A-L-O-A-N.
Are you alone because you've got my interest? Are you alone? Because you
not alone.
Are you not alone? I really need to have it explained. Okay, wait, what am I missing?
R-A-R-E-U-Y-O-U-A Lone. L-O-A-N.
Are you? Oh, brother. Alone.
Yes.
Because you've got my interest.
That's the thing.
Oh, my gosh. That's like meet me in the cornfield and I'll kiss you between the ears.
Ooh.
You have to think. You have to You have to go, oh, that's cute. I see how that goes. I see how that works. It's really cute. Yeah.
This one's not.
Really? Oh, I thought it was cute.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought the one. Okay. What's the other one that I had? I had another one, too. Walk by me again. Let me see. It was Love at First Sight. Walk by me again. No, that's not it. I'm trying to remember one, but I can't remember it. I believe that teachers, all teachers, lived at my school.
Oh, my.
I thought that they slept in the classrooms and never went to the bathroom ever. Isn't that something?
Wow.
That's something. When you were a kid and you saw your teachers in school, now back when we went to school, teachers dressed nice.
Yes.
The male teachers had a suit and a jacket and a tie on,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right. There weren't a lot of male teachers. Oh, yeah, there were. But the women always dressed nice.
Yes.
And then you'd see them out somewhere with shorts on and t-shirt and sneakers and freak out because you're seeing this person that you've held at high esteem and always seen a certain way, like your doctor, you know?
I don't want to see my doctor in shorts.
And then see your doctor in shorts?
She would probably look good.
She would?
Yeah. She's tall. And
it's
thin.
It's just strange to see them out of that element.
I'd like to see one of my doctors in shorts.
Beep 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 beep.
Let's see. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Oh. Well. What can we say? It's very sweet. Cucumber. I'm drinking coffee.
Okay. Let's see. Roses are red, violets are blue. I am single. Can we mingle? Happy Valentine's Day.
I went to an olive farm.
An olive farm.
Yes. We had a tour.
It was not
in
Greece?
Saw the olive trees. Nope. These olives are grown in Arizona.
Okay.
In the Phoenix area. I don't know if we may have not been in Phoenix, but if you like olives and you ever go to an olive farm and they tell you to go ahead and pick an olive off the tree and try it.
Yeah.
Be ready.
For?
Disgusting. And because I'm daring, I picked one off the tree and I thought, well, it can't be that bad. I didn't even get my teeth into it. I just bit a little bit and it was so bad I had to go into the wooded area and just spit it out. It was just so bad.
What do they do to them after they pick them to make them taste good?
They do all kinds of things. They marinate them. They treat them. I can't remember. I know they told us.
Do they pickle
but
them?
They do things. They do the thing. Whatever they do. Not these black olives that are in a can, you know, where you stick your finger in the hole and you have them all on your fingers.
Right.
These are the real green olives
or
and black olives and red olives and purple olives. And
purple olives?
You know, yeah, they have like a purple tint to them. If you go to the olive bar at Market 32, you can look at all the olives. Doesn't that sound like fun? Want to do that next week?
This reminds me of the Dull Club.
Which we yeah.
So which we kicked out.
Yep. So she's talking about the...
There is a
Dull Men's Club. Google it, you guys. It's a real thing. It is called the Dull Men's Club. I think we determined they had 18,000 members, we read. And it's all about things like, hey, let's meet at Price Chopper and look at the olive bar.
Why aren't shorts half the price of pants?
Oh. Yeah. And short sleeve shirts. And sleeveless shirts. You're right.
That was just something to say randomly.
It's half. It's only like a fourth or maybe a half or a third of the pants.
Okay. Which is better than half.
I'm analyzing.
All right.
I think you ought to submit that to somebody. Wouldn't that be funny if there was a store and they did make it very clear that if you bought the long sleeve shirt for $20, the short sleeve shirt's half of that? Or at least discounted because there's not a whole sleeve? What if a shirt doesn't have buttons on it and another one does?
I'm feeling undressed here.
I believe that school buses ate the little kids that got on them every morning.
Ate them?
Yes. She says here, I always saw them get picked up, but I was never there when they got dropped off when I was a little kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Patricia King is her name. She was scared because she saw her little maybe brothers and sisters getting on the bus, but they came home.
Yeah.
Anyway. She called it the monster bus.
This is for something you want to say to telemarketers. When they call you, say, can I have your name and phone number to call you back? They'll probably respond, no, we don't do that. So you say, oh, so you don't want random people calling you all day? You got the guts to do that?
Oh, yeah. But you know I like doing goofy things. So I sometimes I'll say, if he says, hi, this is Jack from, ABC whatever. And I go, Jack, oh my gosh, it's been such a long time. I'm so glad that you called. I remember when I saw you at that picnic in 1999. Oh my gosh, you look great. Do you still play golf? How about your kids? Are they good, your mom and your dad? And I'll just keep going and going and going.
I got the same thing, kind of. Oh my God, I've been waiting to hear from you all day.
Yes, and just start talking. And then hang up.
They'll hang up.
And then there's times when I've even said, I can't believe it. I missed you so much. I haven't talked to you in so long. And I would. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
I believe that the clouds floating away were actually the earth rotating.
I don't get that.
I don't either. Uma Devanley said that. I believe that the clouds floating away were actually the earth rotating.
Then wouldn't the trees and everything else kind of move?
Yeah, well, maybe she was just two.
Maybe. That's cute. Oh, that's cute. I told my suitcases there'd be no vacation this year. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage. Oh.
It's time.
It's break time.
For cake. No, not now.
Not now.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Press the music button.
WTBR.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And this is the second half of our show, and we are Stuff.
And we have True or False.
We have True or False.
Number one, the Great Wall of China is over 13,000 miles long. Number two, Big Ben is the nickname for the clock tower at the Palace of Westminster. And number three, giraffes have the same number of neck vertebrae as humans.
Boy, that giraffe one is, you think, if that's true, their vertebrae have got to be far apart. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
All righty. And we will have an answer for you
shortly
in the second half of the show. In the second half. I believe that when my dad played the stereo, the people singing lived inside of it.
Oh, flat.
Remember those big box,
yeah,
big wooden stereo systems?
With a big horn to come out.
Yes. He said, I was always curious where they slept. I went to the bath, where they went to the bathroom and where they ate. I wanted to pry the speaker open to look inside, but I knew that would get me in a lot of trouble.
Boy, would it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those big wooden, how about that, man?
I saw one of those before.
Yeah.
With the big horn that comes out, and it looks like a flower.
Oh, is that the one they turn?
They would, yep.
How did it keep going?
Stick.
Once you turn that handle and get it spinning, and then they lifted up the needle, the arm, put the needle on. Now, this is an album.
Right.
A larger. How did it
keep going?
Spinning?
Vertigo?
I think about that when I see, you know, my favorite movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
And when she starts the little player and she puts the needle on and the music plays, and I'm thinking, why isn't that slowing down? Does anybody have an answer to that?
StuffingForUs@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Some days I amaze myself. Other days I put my keys in the fridge.
Oh, it's so hard to get old.
The best way to teach your kids about taxes is by eating 30% of their ice cream.
Oh, that's good.
That's from Bill Murray.
Oh, that's real good. That's really good. I like it. I wish I knew that when I was younger and I could have done that with my kids.
They would not have let you get away with it.
No. I believe that lightning came from the flash of a huge camera in the sky. So every time I saw lightning, I would smile really big for the camera. Isn't that cute?
That is kind of cute.
I wish people had put how old they were when they believed
these. That would help, yeah.
That's just really cute when you think of it. If a kid, first of all, isn't afraid to be outside when there's lightning or isn't afraid of lightning and their smile's really big because they think their picture's being taken.
How sad when they find out what it really is.
I know.
Knowledge is like underwear. It is useful to have it, but not necessary to show it off.
Ooh.
Another Bill Murray.
Wow.
I found some of his.
What's the movie he was in where he played a guy who had a therapist, a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist was going on vacation? What About Bill? That's the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen What About Bill?
I haven't watched very many of his movies.
It's funny. With Richard Dreyfuss, he's the psychiatrist.
Funny.
It's funny. It's one of those movies where you could watch it every year, every couple of years, and still laugh. Very funny. I believe that white cows made white milk. Brown cows made chocolate milk.
What about mixed?
The Oreo cookie cow.
Oh, okay.
That would be, you know, they're black with a white stripe in the middle and then black again.
Yeah. Or are they white with the black in the middle?
No, Oreo cookie. Black, white, black. Because the white's the cream in the middle of the cookie. I wonder if cows ate Oreos, if that would eliminate you having to dunk.
Because
the cookie's already in the milk, and you'd get the cookie
Whoa, that's life-changing right there. That.
Did you ever think that chocolate milk came from brown cows?
No.
I didn't, no.
But I bet you there were people who did.
Well, she did. Stacy Stroud.
Rodney Dangerfield said, "I came from a real tough neighborhood. Once a guy pulled a knife on me, I knew he wasn't a professional. The knife had butter on it."
And it was a butter knife. You're not going to really stab somebody with a butter knife. That would hurt.
Yeah, that's the point of the...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. All right. Oh, gosh. I did it again.
George Carlin said this, and when I first read this, I went, that's why they call it the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
What? I didn't get it.
That's why they call it the American dream.
Oh.
Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I think that I don't get these because...
Am I reading them wrong, or is my voice going crazy?
No, it's me. I can't grab some of them. I just can't. I believed that all dogs were males and all cats were females. And she says, "I have no idea where I got that idea."
Boy, they procreate in funny ways, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. I wish I knew what the ages were of these people already.
I have one that's very sad. My esteem, this is from somebody, this is from Jimmy Carter, U.S. President, 1977 to 1981. And he said, "My esteem in this country has gone up substantially. It is very nice now that when people wave at me, they use all their figures."
He wasn't a really funny guy. I'm surprised that came out. That would have been something he said. That's cute.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan came out with a lot of funny things.
Well, Abraham Lincoln, I always thought of him as somebody being very sturdy and serious, and he was hilarious.
Abe Lincoln. Have you read books about Abe Lincoln?
Yes,
I have. Is that how you know? He was?
He was funny.
So when you read, if he was funny and there's books about him that you read that say he was funny, can you just tear the pages out where he was funny and give them to me? Because I don't want to read the book.
One of these days, I'll just do a show on Abe Lincoln.
Oh, that would be fun. And then I could do one on, Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
We could do it all in one show.
Yep.
You could do Abe Lincoln, and I can do, I don't know, Bugs Bunny, Casper.
Somebody like that.
Casper would be boring. I believed that if I went too high on the swing, I would poke a hole in the sky with my feet.
Oh.
So cute.
That's kind of sad. There are two rules in life. One, never give out all the information.
I got it. I got it. I'm so excited. I got it.
I know what you like, Stephen Wright.
Yes.
Look like a casual, laid-back guy, but it's like a circus in my head. You like Steve Wright?
I like Steve Wright.
That's what he said. That was one of the things he said.
It sounds like something he would say.
Well, that went over well.
I don't know if I told you, I did see him break a little tiny bit one time.
Yep.
He was doing his stand-up, and he said something, and you could see something was happening, and he turned around to get his water off of the stool, and you could see him from the side.
Laughing.
He was losing it. Yeah, that was really fun. He's very, very good, and he's twisted. His mind is twisted.
Yep.
I love that he comes up with that stuff. It's so good. I believed that if the ice cream truck was playing music, that meant it was out of ice cream. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, Mom, you dirty bird. Ooh, ooh.
So poor little Rebecca, when that truck was coming, Mom lied.
Aw.
I hope that Mom later in years felt really bad about that.
That's a bad lie.
And supplied this girl with ice cream through her lifetime.
Abraham Lincoln said, "If this is coffee, please bring me some tea. But if this is tea, please bring me some coffee." Now, it may not be funny, but...
If this is coffee, please bring me tea. If it's...
Tea, bring me coffee.
Bring me coffee.
That's one of the head scratchers. Well, I thought it was humorous.
Here's one, and we all did. I believe that the moon was made of cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I always looked for the man.
Yes, always. And did you see him?
I thought I did.
I did. I still look and I see him. You know, you see the shadows. Isn't it bizarre that we can see those shadows and those...
I know.
...from so far away? Isn't that insane?
Yeah, and I can't see the paint on the... chair I'm about to sit in.
You know. Isn't that something? Huh? Yeah. Love it.
George Carlin once said, "Trying to be happy by accumulating possessions is like trying to satisfy hunger by taping sandwiches all over your body."
That's a good Halloween costume.
There you go.
That's a really good Halloween costume. You could put bread all over you and go as a loaf. Think about it, people.
She told me she doesn't drink, but I don't believe her anymore.
just hot glue. I wonder if hot glue would work. The tape to get.
Wouldn't the bread kind of fall apart?
I don't know. Maybe make it
maybe
toast.
You should toast.
Yeah. Yeah. You could put toasted bread all over these clothes and put them on so you have toast all over you. And then you can put on a little beret and a little teeny mustache and you can go as French toast. What do you think of that?
I think that's very clever.
And you could talk with a French accent. And I would do it right now, but I don't know how to do one.
I don't either.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I could be French if I wanted to, but I can't.
What accent is that?
That's not French.
Okay. I can't even say anything with a French accent.
Au revoir.
Yeah. Yeah. I say it as an American. Au revoir. Au revoir. I believe that if I ate a lot of carrots, I would be able to see in the dark. And why? Because...
Mommy said.
Right. Carrots are good for your eyes. And if you slice a carrot, make the little rings...
Yeah.
You look at the carrot. It looks like the pupil in the middle, and then the color around the outside. It looks like an eye.
Well, I'll have to try it and find out.
You like carrots?
Not really.
What? I made you a carrot cake!
A carrot cake is not the same as having carrots to eat.
Okay. All right.
Carrot cake is a sweet little thing that you can't get enough of.
It's heavy. This carrot cake is heavy that I made you. We'll have to see if it's too dense. If I beat it too much or something.
Oh,
isn't it heavy?
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
That weighs more than I do.
Well, at least it's got cream cheese frosting on it, so if the cake is not edible, we have the frosting.
I'm going to carry it out there and give it to somebody, and they're going to go...
Yeah, it is heavy. Yeah. Okay.
Walk into a group of friends chatting casually and say, "It's done. We should get out of here before the cops show up." I'm having lunch with some friends next week, and I'm going to try that one.
Oh, that's good.
I'll let you know what happens.
Okay. All right. Don't forget, put an X on your finger. I believe that nuns did not have feet and floated when they went around.
Oh,
my gosh. It says, I believe that nuns did not have feet and floated when they went around because they were so scared and they were heavenly.
Oh, my God.
No, not scared. Sacred. I'm sorry. Sacred. I thought scared was weird. And heavenly. So I've shared this before. I have an aunt that was a nun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when they had the full habit.
Right.
Full, right down to the ground, black shoes. I don't know if she wore black socks, but the whole thing, everything was covered except her hands.
It'd be funny if she didn't wear black socks.
I know. And no socks, right? Everything was covered except her hands and a very small part of her face, because the thing came down in the middle of her forehead, the little white thing, and then came wrapped around real close to her eyes and her and right to her chin.
I always wondered what color hair they had.
Yes.
Because you couldn't see it.
Yes. And when she walked, it did feel like they floated because of their dress was kind of floaty. And then when they switched to the shorter dresses, you know, below the knee, and the smaller habit.
Right, right, right.
And I saw her for the first time, and I saw the bottoms of her legs, like her calf and her ankle.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, I saw her hair, and it was gray, and it was curly, curly, curly. So all this hair sticking out. And she had a big double chin that I never saw before because her habit covered that. It was really strange. I can still see it today. When I saw her for the first time, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
She probably was happy.
Yeah, she was like a real person.
Disneyland, the world's biggest people trap built by a mouse.
What?
Disneyland, the world's biggest people trap built by a mouse.
That's cute.
That one's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
You can tell how boring a person is by the lack of fear in their eyes when someone's flipping through their photos on their phone.
There's our Dull Men's Club. Our Dull Men. I believe that babies did the backstroke in the mother's stomach.
The backstroke?
Yeah. She says, I suspect my mom tried to explain amniotic fluid to me. And I pictured it like a tiny swimming pool.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Wonder how old the kid was when they were learning about amniotic fluid, that they were so young that they thought you could do the backstroke in the fluid.
To have to understand that.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The questions.
Okay.
The Great Wall of China is over 13,000 miles long. Big Ben is the nickname for the clock tower at the Palace of Westminster. Giraffes have the same number of neck vertebrae as humans. Which one is false?
I think false is the giraffe.
Sorry.
Ouch.
It's true that they have the same number as vertebrae, but they have 40,000 muscles in their...
Oh.
Like the elephants...
I see. Oh, man.
The Great Wall of China is over 13 miles long.
And Big Ben's not at the palace, is it?
No. I don't know which one is. But there you have
it. There you have it. That's our show, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can email us at...
stuffingforus@gmail.com. Thank you.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.